Om Shanti. This is the second Avyakta Murli of last season, 15th November 2016. The heading is Today. Bab Dada came in Shantivan. Today, Bab Dada came in Shantivan but took the children on a tour of their future capital Delhi. He therefore remembered the different places in Delhi again and again. This is the Avyakta Murli of 15th November 2016, second Murli of last season. Baba is, the heading is, Today Bab Dada came in Shantivan, but took the children on a tour of their future capital, Delhi. He therefore remembered the different places in Delhi again and again. So this is a very short Murli, okay? And we had discussed this Murli last time. We had taken out about 40 questions from this Murli, and we tried to answer those questions on 4 consecutive days. So, what to discuss from this Murli? There are 4 or 5 things I would like to discuss. First is spiritual meeting. Second, spiritual excuses and objections. Bahane and Aitraz. Spiritual excuses and objections. Third, spiritual exhaustion. If you get spiritually tired, what to do? Fourth, spiritual tour. So first thing Baba said about spiritual meeting. You children have come from very long distance, and father has also come from long distance. And there is raunak, and there is splendor in this meeting. So this spiritual meeting is not an ordinary meeting. This spiritual meeting is very unique. This spiritual meeting is wonderful meeting. And in this spiritual meeting, you have company of father. Sat, wonderful baat. His company, this is the wonderful baat. His sat is wonderful baat. Baat is thing. It's a wonderful thing that you have company of that father. This is a very beautiful sentence in the Murli. Baap ka saath, ye hai wonderful baat. His company is such a beautiful, such a wonderful thing in this world. So, firstly, Baba talked about spiritual meeting. Father has come, children have come. Such a beautiful place, such a beautiful meeting. And Baba also said, this is the most beautiful day. Suhavna din. But, Suhavne te suhana. But the most beautiful of all is the father. This is the most beautiful day. And the most beautiful of all is one father. So this day is very beautiful. Which day? When is that? Only 15th November? Father comes to meet his children when? Is he coming only on one day? Every day is a beautiful day. When the Mad Hatter, asks Alice, what is the time? Alice asks Mad Hatter, what is the time? So Mad Hatter says, today it is Wednesday. She said, I asked time. She asks, your watch is not showing the time. So he asks Alice, does your watch show year of the day, which year it is? So Alice says, what is the need of showing for a watch to show the year? Because year is always the same. So he says, what is the need to show the time? Because it is always tea time. Because it is always tea time here. So what is the need? It is always the day of enjoyment. It is always the day of celebration. It is always the time of enjoyment. It is always the time of feasting. It is always the time of dancing. So what is the need? So, yesterday's Murli Baba said, experience the happiness. In this knowledge, you be cheerful, you be serious, and you should have a broad intellect. And with that, experience happiness. There is a rain of knowledge here. You are in that splendor. So the first thing is, spiritual meeting. What are the specialities of spiritual meeting? This is then homework which all of you can write. What is the speciality of this meeting? Such an unlimited meeting is going on. God is sitting there and all his children are in front. What a deep silence. Can you find such a meeting anywhere in any corner of the world? Impossible. You cannot. Such a pin drop silence. He is coming. And see the way he talks, the way he speaks. His everything is so unique. So, this spiritual meeting is unique. This spiritual meeting, there is a splendor hidden in this spiritual meeting, Ronak. And there is a company of spiritual father. And this is the wonderful thing. So first point is spiritual meeting. Second point is, there are no excuses and no objections here. Aitraz, bahane and aitraz, it is not here in this meeting. There are no excuses, there are no objections. In this spiritual meeting, so I was thinking about spiritual excuses and spiritual objections. What excuses we make in life? We are not able to progress just because of this one thing. We make excuses. We are addicted to making excuses. Physical excuses, mental excuses and spiritual excuses. Physical excuses, my body is not well, I am sick. Body is not helping. Everything related to body. Lot of physical excuses. Baba said, even if you get fracture, come on the stretcher to listen to the Murli. This is Baba's Mahavakya. Baba has said, even if you get fracture, come on the stretcher and listen to Murli. But don't miss the Murli. Because if you miss, you have missed something very great, probably which you will never know. How will you explain, day before yesterday, there was one sentence in the Murli. How would you tell knowledge to others when you yourself don't listen the Murli? What knowledge you would have if you don't listen the Murli? So, excuses, physical excuses. No matter what is happening to the body. I have headache, I have this, I have abdominal pain, I have backache, I have pain here, I have pain there. I am not feeling well and this and that. All these excuses, okay. But that doesn't mean that you do not read or do not listen to Murli. No matter what happens to the body. It's good that you leave the body. That also Baba has said. You leave the body while listening to Murli. You will get great status, good status. If that happens. So, second point is excuses. So, first in that is bodily excuses, physical excuses. Second, mental excuses. What are the mental excuses? I can't churn. I can't remember. My mind is not working. I don't know what has happened to my mind. Earlier it was very sharp. Nowadays it has become very dull. You are very intellectual. I am not. I am emotionally weak. I don't know. If somebody says something to me, I just feel like to cry. For no reason. I like to cry. Emotional weaknesses. Second, all these excuses. Third, spiritual excuses. Drama, fortune. Baba probably doesn't want me to serve anymore. Probably Baba wants that I should take rest for some time from Gyan Yoga. Spiritual excuses. Don't give spiritual excuses for material negligence. When you are neglecting your seva or duty and you give spiritual excuses, don't give that. Don't give spiritual excuses for material negligence. Actually, there is no material work, but still, for your laukik seva, don't bring spiritual excuses in between. 1899, article had come or was published, a message to the Garcia. It was written by Edward Hubbard and it became very, very famous. There is a story in that message to Garcia. There was an American-Spanish war going on and American president had to deliver a message to a person who was the army chief, whose name was Garcia. He was deep into that Cuba valley somewhere in the coast of Cuba. But there was not a single person who would take that message of the President of America to that Garcia. But then somebody said, there is one person, Rowan. That Rowan can take your message. That Rowan was called. He was given that message. And then that Rowan took that message, strapped it around his chest. And he just started off. And he went into that deep and coast of Cuba valley. And somehow, with lot of difficulty, he searched that Garcia and delivered that message and came back. Handed over the message and came back, headed towards home. He became so famous. Why? Because that Rowan did not ask, where is Garcia? How will I reach him? How to reach him? Where to search him? He did not ask anything. President told, take this letter and go to Garcia. And he took the letter, and in that valley he just went alone without anybody's help. So this story is told and retold many times in all the corporate institutes. Why? Don't give excuses. I can't give. I can't understand how I can do this. I don't have knowledge. Needless excuses. Lame excuses. If a task is given, take it and do it. That's it. Rather than saying, how to do, how to go, where to go, I can't do, leg pain, this pain, that pain. All excuses. So this was published long back, but even till to this date, this story is told, and this is quite famous, so famous, Letter to Garcia. It is known as Letter to Garcia. Letter to Garcia. If in the corporate institution the boss tells something, he adds, remember Letter to Garcia. You have to give the message to Garcia, no matter what difficulties come, no matter where you have to go, you search him. Wherever you want to search him, you search him. You are given full freedom. But don't make excuses that I don't know. How can I reach? So Baba said, in this spiritual meeting, there are no aitraz and there are no bahane. There are no objections and there are no excuses. Because everybody came, Baba is happy to see. And Baba's happiness lies in the happiness of children. That is also one statement is there in the Murli. Baba's happiness is in happiness of children. So if we are addicted to making excuses, excuse game, we need to get over it. Second point is this. Third point. First, spiritual meeting. Second, spiritual excuses. Third, spiritual exhaustion. Tiredness. Objections is same thing. You take objections to many things. It's all Baba has used together as a phrase. Like, you object, how can I do this? It is not possible. You have given me this seva, but I have limitations. So you give a lot of etaraz, whatever. You have a lot of objections. Something very much similar to excuses. No excuses. There is but to do and die. That's the rule of army. There is not to reason why and but to do and die. Don't say why, where, how, when, which. Just take the thing and Baba will help you. Baba will definitely help you. Second is this. Third is spiritual exhaustion. Baba said, if somebody gets tired in this journey and is about to leave the knowledge, what to do? Take that person to a yogi and let him meet that yogi for 5 minutes. Let that person meet a yogi for 5 minutes and he will get charged. So spiritual exhaustion, tiredness, thakan, if comes, what to do? Everybody gets tired in this journey sometimes because there are a lot of ups and downs in this spiritual journey of purusharth, of effort. So what to do? Here you have to take the help of other yogis. You have to take the help of sangatan, take the help of company gathering, of spiritually elevated souls, of those who are on a higher spiritual caliber, higher spiritual rang. So take the help of those souls. So if there is a spiritual tiredness, exhaustion at any point of time, take the help of gathering. That will help you to uplift. So spiritual exhaustion. This is again a topic to churn. What are the causes of spiritual exhaustion? How to get over this spiritual exhaustion? This thakan, this tiredness. Baba said in this Murli, take him and let him meet a yogi for 5 minutes. Are you remembering the Murli? Yeah, good. So, so let that person meet a yogi for 5 minutes. Then other is spiritual tour. Baba is talking about Delhi. Baba has said, in Abu there is hardly anything that is left to be seen now. I was thinking, I myself have not seen Abu till now. There are so many mountains here and there. Baba said, you have almost seen Abu. There is hardly anything left in the Abu to be seen. Now you come to Delhi. If you have not seen Delhi, you have not seen anything. If you have not seen the capital, you have not seen anything. You must see the capital. Because here, your future capital is going to be established. You, if you have seen this, you have seen everything. So this is a sort of spiritual tour. But again, you can now convert this into spiritual meaning. Baba is talking us to do spiritual tourism. Spiritual sightseeing. Sometimes go to subtle world, sometimes go to supreme abode, sometimes go to your new world, sometimes come to Madhuban, sometimes move over all the different places of Madhuban, sometimes go to different centers, sometimes place different places on this planet Earth. This is tourism. Go there, take photographs, take things from there, enjoy, have fun, lot of things. Whatever you do in sightseeing. So, Baba is talking about spiritual tour. This is the fourth thing. One more thing. Who will remain, who can fly? There is one question in the Murli. Who can fly? Baba has said, when there is love and enthusiasm in your heart, that time you can fly. When there is love and enthusiasm, it's somewhere here only at the starting. When there is love and enthusiasm in your heart, that time you can fly. Otherwise you cannot. Otherwise, you will get tired. Baba has also said in spiritual touring that if suppose somebody is enthusiastic and he likes that place, he will not get tired in that tour. But if you are not interested, then of course you will get tired. So, this is a very short Murli, but Baba has touched some of the deepest aspects of spiritual life, like spiritual exhaustion, like spiritual excuses, spiritual objections, spiritual touring, spiritual meeting, spiritual enthusiasm, spiritual love, and so on and so forth. So, and last question, where did Baba come? In Shantivan or Delhi? This we had discussed here also. The answer is, and there is also a place called Jaipur. Baba said, you have already seen everything in Abu, also the places like Jaipur you can go. So, nearest is Jaipur. So, palaces in Jaipur, whatever. So, as we had discussed that time also, there is a medical reason also for such thing. Such digression from the main topic that suddenly Baba is going to Delhi and so on and so forth. Because you have to see that chariot also. Right now Dadi is in Mumbai. And Dadi is probably going to come just before Baba's day. So, you know, it requires for the, now the brain is also like that. It requires some time for getting orientation. So are you ready for Mumbai tour? So whatever we need to, because everything he has told, what is there to be told now? Look at the Murli is right from 69 till now. So deep Murli, so deep points, almost every topic under the sun has been touched. There is no topic remaining. You cannot say that Baba has not told this. This is out of syllabus. You cannot say. Syllabus has already been completed. 26th June 1969. Avyakta Murli. 26th June 1969. The study ends here. Now Baba has come only for meeting. When he is telling this, 69 he is telling, 26th June 1969. Study is finished. Now the Baba will come only for meeting children. So study is already finished. You are late. Whose fault it is? It is your fault. Why you took admission late? You should have come early. And now you say that Baba is just telling all this. There is no new things in these Murlis nowadays. People say nowadays Baba is not giving, talking Murli too much. And you go back to 69. Study right from 69 till 80s and 90s. So deep Murlis. You have not studied all of them. And then you say that, oh, Baba is not telling anything. Baba is just telling the same thing again and again, again and again, harping on the same tune. So it's not like that. Even if you take this, this is so deep. Just take one word and churn about it and understand. So you will understand what a depth it has got. So there are a lot of limitations. So whether Baba's voice is that soft and that stifled voice or the normal voice of Dadiji, that doesn't matter. What you have to do with voice or with God? So whether it takes you anywhere, even if you say this is night, even if he says this is not day and night, it is night, because that is the love. A devotee of God never asks questions God. Whatever the beloved's desire or wish, he accepts that. So even if he says anything, it has to be. We have to accept it as true, because that's our love, because we have recognized him, because we have known the ultimate truth, and he is the truth. Nothing can be greater than him. So, read this Murli today, again. Find out some new points, and whatever four things I told, spiritual excuses, spiritual meeting, spiritual touring, and spiritual exhaustion, churn on them. Om Shanti.